Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham. The official clock says it's 9 o'clock, so it's time for your update on Hurricane Florence. Let's take a look at the radar. The center of the circulation right here near just south of Wilmington, and really, really slow movement. In fact, a little bit of a wobble still hanging right by the coast. We have seen prolonged period of time with Wilmington in that eye wall. So very high winds and very damaging winds, especially when you start adding up time and prolonging the values here. So one of the bigger threats here, we do have onshore flow, which is really pushing the water. You can see some of these rain bands moving inward. And I can tell you that's where you can see some very high winds well away from the center. So it's not just concentrating on where the eye is or where the center is. It's truly concentrating on a much bigger picture with the system. In here is one of your greater threats of tornadoes as we start seeing some of the radar signatures of the potential of some rotating storms moving onshore. So definitely something else to be careful about. We have been talking about the slow-moving nature of the system, and the forecast really hasn't changed. Continue to be very slow with really a location right there being 2 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. That's not a lot of distance, not a lot of real estate that we're covering. So we're going to have prolonged impacts compounding the issues with the rain and the storm surge and also the rainfall with the winds. Look at this, how stretching out about 70 miles from the center or so, those hurricane force winds, very large storm. And look, well outside the cone, well away from the center, you could get some of those tropical storm force winds. So pretty dangerous situation. And it's not till Monday into Tuesday when we start sweeping this system out. Let's talk about those, the impacts. Very important to talk about life-threatening storm surge going on now. This is some of the inundation that is potentially could occur in some of these areas. And the forecast remaining where we can see to the right-hand side of the system, 7 to 11 feet in portions of North Carolina. And as we travel up the coast well away, even if, when you get to up on the Virginia, North Carolina border, still could see 2 to 4 foot of storm surge. I want to highlight something very important here. And we look at this, these values in here, 7 to 11 feet of potential inundation. This looks like it's well inland. Well, it can be. And that's a very important point that we continue to make as you get the water pushed far inland. It takes a long time to really look at this because we have to spend time on it. With time, you get rain, the rain normally drains out of these rivers, and you have a storm surge situation, the water is actually pushed in, and it sneaks up into every little nook and cranny, every creek, and where the water piles up, where these channels become more narrow, you can get some of these large values of potential inundation, and in some cases, getting up to 11 feet, and rainfall. Have rainfall on top of it trying to drain, and it can't because the storm surge is causing it to back up. So flooding is just a huge component of this. Let's look at the rain. I think that's really important here that we concentrate on the rainfall because it's not just right along the coast where we can see 20 to 30 inches, maybe even up to 40. Look inland with Charlotte and Roanoke and Asheville. Some of these places could get significant rainfall amounts, and as a result, you can see some dangerous flash flooding when you combine the hills and the terrain and the mountains, and could even see some mudslides. And remember, with little changes in the system and the track, some of these values could shift back and forth. So if you're on the edge, you still need to be prepared just in case. So we're keeping an eye on all the latest here on Hurricane Florence, and we'll have updates as necessary right here from the National Hurricane Center.